When you look at it, and from talking to some young skippers themselves and their views on the scheme, and that it's actually quite shocking what's involved here. And granted, that's an offer to young skippers and fishermen is minimal, really. And there's still substantial costs involved in actually getting a boat vessel on the sea and ready to fish. And you know, and young fishermen will be leaving themselves strangled, I think, with an exorbitant amount of debt, which may be up to €300,000.
Effectively, are you saying that young fishers will find themselves getting into debt in order to facilitate going fishing with no guarantee that they'll be allowed to fish?
Exactly, and getting themselves into a significant debt as well, like, you know, a debt of €300,000 is a huge amount of debt for somebody starting off and fishing, and that's wrong, and it's irresponsible to be encouraging people to do that, I believe. And I know as well too from the past where there was schemes to allow owner operators and stuff like that, they get involved as well, and for fishermen, for new skippers to get involved, and those fishermen are gone out of that scheme now because they could never make them pay, and they could never make the vessels pay, and this is what we're pushing on to fishermen again.
And your belief is what really the minister should be focusing on is getting extra quota, getting more opportunities for people to go out onto the water and fish and earn a living that way.
If fishermen could make a living from the quota that's available, then there wouldn't be a need to encourage young fishermen to get involved in the fishing industry, because they would see that there's a living there to be made. But unfortunately, with the quota situation, it's very difficult for anybody to make a living there, and in fact you'll see more and more fishermen are leaving rather than actually anybody getting involved in it, and that's because it's too hard to make a living and too hard to survive.